What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here, back with another video. We got our first round mock draft, and we're joined with a special guest today, Fun Football Podcast. How you doing today?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Just make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. I'll have his channel link at the top of the description. Make sure you check him out as well. I have his YouTube and Twitter and all of his shows, but go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you at.
So Fun Football Podcast, I think it's Fun Football Pod on YouTube. Or sorry, on Twitter, Fun Football Podcast on YouTube. And then I also have a Facebook, Fun Football Pod. Me and my buddy, he's from Shots from the Sideline Med. We started a show, and his show is great. You should, it's on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook as well on Shots from the Sideline. But we started a show together called When the Blitz Hits the Fan. And it's going to be fun because later today we're going to be doing a whole Super Bowl preview. And we just did a position by position, almost 3-hour episode yesterday. And wow. It was fun, but we broke down every position. We had four people, and that part of the show probably took, like, I don't know, at least an hour. But that was pretty cool. So we started When the Blitz Hits the Fan. That's also, it's not on YouTube yet. It's brand new, but it's on Twitter and Facebook. Blitz Hits the Fan is the handle. And they're both on our network, Podcast Boys Network, which is on Twitter. And it's brand new on Facebook, and it'll be on YouTube shortly. I got to upload some videos. You know how that's weird with YouTube in the beginning when you start now. You have to wait a while to go live and all that. But
for sure.
Anyways, and also all my shows are on Shady Sports Network, which is awesome. They hosted us, and they're starting to get some traction. We've been having a lot of fun. Just started a few months ago. And we're going to be doing our own huge mock draft in April. I don't know if it's going to be live or recorded. We're going to have 8 people, and we're going to run through 2 or 3 rounds of the draft. So I'm like just beginning my draft studying right now. So, yeah. Yep. I'm excited about that.
So yeah, we're going to do a first round mock draft today. So Fun Football Pod is going to be running the NFC teams as the GM who he's got, and I'll be doing the AFC teams. So let's go ahead and jump in. Also, we're not doing any trades in this one.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and get started. We got the Bears up first. So you're on the clock with your first pick here for Chicago.
What's our time limit? You got a minute? This one's hard because everyone's got Caleb. And I really like the guy, but I've got some questions. And I've only seen a little bit of tape. I've just heard so much on him. But this is tough because there's been some questions about mentally where the guy's at. And I think rightfully so. But he still just looks like an extreme talent. But I'm kind of wondering if we've got a little bit, I'm curious your thoughts, if we've got a little bit of Kyler Murray syndrome here where he likes to play hero ball. Because for the Bears, while they got DJ Moore, I'm not sure if that's going to work. So I think he might be the best talent. But if I was the GM, I'm going to take Jaden Daniels here. I just think he's going to be the most pro-ready quarterback in this draft, in my opinion. I don't know if he's got the ceiling that Caleb's got, but I'm going to go Jaden Daniels here.
Gotcha. Also, whenever we're doing this, just let me know if you need me to click on any positions, too, so you can see, you know, who's available.
Oh, yeah.
Still. Let me know if I need to.
That actually will really help, because I've got, like, a couple things up. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll help.
Okay. Yeah, so just let me know if I need to do that for you. But you're back on the clock with number 2. You got Washington.
I took Jaden Daniels 1. Man, I can't believe I did that. Because honestly, like, I'm going to be honest. If I was the GM, I know I'd get lambasted for it, but I probably would take, I would have taken Marvin Harrison 1. But the Bears have to get a quarterback because I just don't think, I think they're going to flip fields. So now on to Washington at 2. This is interesting because you've got, if you're looking at quarterbacks, you got Caleb and May here. And
do they go,
I'm gonna
with
go
another
Caleb
North
Boyer.
Carolina QB? Do they know go with another one? We saw how that turned out for him with Howell.
Yeah, I don't think they can pass up Caleb if he gets passed up at 1. And it's funny because I think Marvin Harrison's the best prospect in this draft. And then I think, honestly, if you don't believe in Caleb, I think the best 2 prospects in the draft are Marvin Harrison Jr. and Brock Bowers. And maybe even neighbors. I like Adunze too. But you know these teams are going to go quarterback 1, 2, 3. And I'm going to go Caleb
sure.
Williams here at number 2. I just, you know it's going to happen. So I'll be realistic. Caleb Williams, number two. Washington's got to get a quarterback if they want Mr. Dan Quinn to succeed and not just be another Ron Rivera like thing over, which is what I'm worried it's going to be. And as decent as Sam Howell is, he's not the long-term guy. They got to get him.
No, he's not. And so for my first pick, I got the Patriots up here, number three. They obviously need a quarterback. They need a wide receiver too. So I don't really know if they're going to go with Harrison or May in this situation. I would assume they're going to go quarterback.
That's right.
And I would take Drake May. I feel like that he is a good fit for the system that Mayo is going to want to run up there in New England. I feel like, you know, the only concern I have with Drake May is just a little bit of his size. And we saw it particularly in the Clemson game, you know, just how much is his headed. And that may have been something where he just wants to stay healthy for the NFL. But in the Clemson game, it came down to the very end of the game, and he had to take a hit on a fourth down throw to keep the game alive and potentially give North Carolina a chance to win. And instead of taking the hit and trying to deliver the throw, he just throws the ball away on fourth down. And so I wonder what's up with that. You know, maybe is he scared to get hit a little bit with his size? That may be a problem. But I feel like playing in New England with the weather you're going to have, you got to have a strong arm. And I feel like May has that, and he's capable of throwing the ball in New England. You know, Mac Jones is not a guy that you want playing in New England with that kind of weather and those kind of winds. He's just – I don't feel like he's really cut out for it. So, you know, I think May's a good pick there. So you're back on the clock here. You get three of the first four here with Arizona. Who you got here?
Marvin Harrison Jr. If I was a DM, I'm serious, and I wasn't worried about job security, I would have done something interesting, and I know I'm contradicting what I did, but at number one, I would have taken Marvin Harrison, or if there was trades, which we couldn't do, so I didn't really get into this, but I would have flipped that one pick, and if you had to package Fields, you could, but it doesn't really matter. I would have flipped that one pick to three, where I knew I could still get Marvin Harrison, and I would have gotten a boatload of stuff and then taken Marvin Harrison at three. That's what I would have done. Because the one and two teams, you know, are going to take quarterbacks. They're not going to take Marvin Harrison. And if they do,
sure.
You still get that haul, and you can still take Neighbors or a Dunze at three or nine and get a haul. So that's what I would have done. But we're not trading, just to say it. I've done a little bit of scouting. I know about Marvin Harrison. So if he's at four,
sure.
you take Marvin Harrison. The dude is going to be... My only concern is his slender build. I love Jefferson, but he can get bullied a little, and I think he needs to bulk up, but he still is ridiculous. And I think Marvin Harrison's going to come in and immediately be, what, worst case, a top 10 receiver? I mean, this guy just looks that good. Honestly, I'm surprised. I'm looking at PFF right now, and they've got grades for quarterback higher, and I'm just like, I don't even see it. He just...
Yeah, I think Harrison's the best overall prospect in this draft. If I was doing a big board, he'd be my number one. And I think the guy I would honestly have at number two on my big board is who I'm going to take here for the Chargers. I want to go with Neighbors here. I think he would be a good fit in Los Angeles, a good weapon for Herbert. But I feel like the Chargers' position of need is more of a tight end than it is going to be a receiver. Because, I mean, you look at the Chargers, they still have Keenan Allen. And I know he's aging. He's not what he used to be. They still got Mike Williams, who, I mean, he'll give you four games a year. But there's always the hope he stays healthy. And when he is, he's actually a very good receiver. So I'm going to go Brock Bowers here.
They tail off so much when Mike Williams goes out. And this year, what really burned them, and I had to cut the dude in fantasy. I think I cut him twice because I tried to give him another chance. Quentin Johnston was one of the biggest receiver busts this year.
For sure.
And that really hurt him when Mike Williams went out because Johnson didn't step up. And that was what a lot of people gave me the argument on Herbert. Who was he throwing to all year? It's like, he had Keenan Allen most of the year this year, but his number two sucked because, I mean, Johnson didn't step up, so they had Palmer.
I feel like in Bowers, you don't have – you know, there's not a big injury history. I mean, obviously had a sprained ankle this year, but that's about it in his career. He's a good blocker. I mean, he's basically an extra offensive lineman on run plays, and he's an elite wide receiver whenever you want to throw the football. I think he's like a Travis Kelce type player, and I think if he's, you know, as long as he has a good quarterback like Kelce and Gronk have had, I think he can be on a level that neither one of them could even hit. Just with his talent, I think he's more talented than both of them. I think he would be number two on my big board. But back to you here with the Giants, and who do you have them taking at number six?
And I like your point there. And tight end is such a valuable position, just to add to that Brock Bowers thing, because he's honestly, it depends on how you feel about Caleb, but he was like two or three on my big board right now, too. This is pre-combine and the senior draft. We're going to get a bunch more information next few weeks, but tight end is still valuable, and Laporta just showed how important it is for the Lions. They wouldn't have gotten as far if they did without him this year. He was a top three tight end right away. And that's difference-making, because tight end's a tough position. And he came out, and he was, I mean, right there with Kittle and Kelce. He was awesome. I had him in fantasy. He almost made one of my teams. It was awesome. Like, he almost helped them make the playoffs.
When you're one of those builds, too, it makes it very difficult for the opposing team to really have somebody to guard you, because there's nobody, if they put a cornerback on you, then keep up with your speed, but they're not going to be able to play with you physically. They put a linebacker on you, he's probably going to body you up physically, but if you can get out and get running, he's not going to be able to keep up most of them.
And the Chiefs wouldn't even be in the Super Bowl if it wasn't for Kelce stepping back up in that Ravens game. No. He was the difference maker in that first half. And even for at his age, I think he might be the guy who's like not as dominant during the regular season for the next couple of seasons. Then he'll probably, you know, retire in a few years. But I bet he's still going to have some playoff games in him, because he's an all-time great, and they wouldn't be there without him. And the 49ers wouldn't have beaten the Packers. I'm a Packer fan. They wouldn't have beaten the Packers if Kittle hadn't stepped up in that game. Tight end is it's an invaluable position, and guys like neighbors, who I might take in a second, guys like Bowers don't grow on trees. So, okay, to the sixth pick. I'm torn here. I like the tackle. I like Dallas Turner a lot, too. But the Giants they got to get a receiver. So it's either Neighbors or Dunze. Honestly, you asked me this 2 weeks ago before I started looking at more tape on both. I would have gone to Dunze. I'm going to go Neighbors. He just looks, man, he's got a lot of talent. If Marvin Harrison wasn't in it, he'd be the number one receiver prospect in what, like, 9 out of 10 seasons. If it wasn't a Marvin Harrison year, he would have been the first receiver taken. And that just shows you how awesome he is that he's still going to go at six. I'm going to go Neighbors here. I think that Giants have been doing Daniel Jones a disservice. And I honestly, I'm not sure how much I believe in him anyways. But, dude, this guy, I really think, is going to hit. There's a chance he might even be better than Harrison. So, yeah. I'm gonna go Neighbors here.
So next up with pick number 7 here for the Titans, we got a tough choice here between Odunze and Joe Alt. You know, obviously the Titans are most likely letting Derrick Henry walk. It really felt that way, especially after his press conference after the Jags game in Week 18. Really seems like his time in Tennessee's done. And you got yourself a quarterback and.
You're hoping. You're hoping. Shows some potential.
He has some potential, and he's a competitive guy. He's a guy who's going to give it everything he's got to be the best he can be. He's not one of these guys that's going to take his talent for granted. And you can see just the fiery competitive spirit in him a lot of times throughout the season. Made some great plays, and obviously made a lot of mistakes too, as he is just a rookie. But he made some great plays. But I'm going to go Joe Alt here because I feel like Tennessee needs a tackle. And I feel like, you know, with getting a tackle, you sure up that blind side for Will Levis. And that can help give him some time to throw. And I think this wide receiver class is so deep. There's a potential you're still going to be able to get, you know, a good receiver in the second round. And we'll see what they can do with Treylon Burks as well, because I think he's a great talent. I think that he just needs to be developed some more, but I think that Tennessee can still get a very good receiver in the second round to pair with that. But you're not going to get a guy like Joe Alt in the second round, and you're probably not going to get a guy like Odunze either. But I feel like the gap between Odunze and who you could get in the second round at receiver is a lot smaller of a gap than Joe Alt or whoever you're going to be able to get in the second round. So back to you here for pick number 8 with Atlanta.
This is hard because I want to take, I see this edge guy, Dallas Turner here. I see a Dunze, but it's Atlanta. And they've got Drake London and Kyle Pitts and those running backs. You could always use another receiver. But they got to go out and get a quarterback. They got to beef up that offensive line. I'm wondering if they reach for a quarterback here. It's not what I want to do, but I'm going to go off of need. So what's the next quarterback that you would take? Is it J.J. McCarthy? Because that's what I'm thinking. This is a tough one because I honestly am not sure how much I even like McCarthy, but they've got to get themselves a quarterback. Atlanta is the team. If they don't go out, see, this is why I'm curious. Are they going to go out and get a Justin Fields and try to run that experiment? Are they going to go out and get a Kirk Cousins and run that? Baker's probably going to re-sign in Tampa. Are they going to be a team that's going to go and get a free agent quarterback? Or are they going to reach, and it would be a reach, or are they going to reach for a quarterback here? This is where I'm really torn. Do they take a Bo Nix? Do they take, that's tough, man. Because I like other positions better here. I feel like you're reaching if you go quarterback. I'll go Bo Nix.
Sure.
I'll go Bo Nix. I almost want to do ours, if you're game, I almost want to do them at the end of March after free agency so we know. But
yeah.
I'm going to do another one of these before. I think we should start ramping them up. And I want to have you on mine and hop back on yours again and maybe do this again after
for
free agency and the Senior Bowl, because I think we'll know so much. And the combine, the guys that actually do it, I think we'll know so much more, because like, and this one's so dependent on, are they going to do something in free agency? It's tough. So that was hard. Bo Nix. That's tough.
I like it.
That was so
like
hard to not take a Dunze.
Oh yeah, for sure. But now you're back to the Bears, and that leaves you with, I feel like, a pretty obvious pick here. Yeah, got to go in there.
And so they're landing a quarterback, and probably, I bet they go Caleb. But they're going to get a quarterback, and I would go Daniels. And they're going to get their receiver, so they can flip Fields, or what we all think they might do, trade that first pick, get a bigger haul than last year, possibly. I don't know if you're going to get a DJ Moore, but you'll get more draft capital because of the positions available right now. The quarterbacks available, teams are going to throw so many picks at it. So, but no, the Bears, if they get a quarterback, even if they don't trade, if they get a quarterback receiver and get a Dunze at 9, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're back to the Jets now.
I love a Dunze too. If the Packers were going to trade up for him, oh my God.
I would love that. But I think here with the Jets, I'm going to go with Alumayiwa Fashanu. Definitely pronounced that long. I'll go with him out of Penn State. I feel like the Jets could really help shore up that offensive line a lot. I think that's a position that they need to get better at, and I think that's what they'll do. So back to you with pick number 11.
This is really tough because if they re-sign Kirk Cousins, they've got to shore up that offensive line. In my opinion, the offensive line was just porous this year. They couldn't run. They couldn't. Their pass protection was terrible. What I saw, anyways, in meaningful games. I like Jared Verse, but I'm going to go ahead and go, I'm going to say it wrong. Talese Fuga, the offensive tackle from Morgan State, the senior. They've got to get that offensive line shored up. They do need defensive line help, regardless of what they do with Daniel Hunter. But if the Vikings want to stay competitive in what might end up being the best division in football next year, they got to beef up both lines, regardless of what they do at quarterback. So I'm going to go Talese Fuga. I got to get
sure.
the name.
Sure. Yeah, definitely something for us to work on. And now here with the Broncos, you know, this is a spot I could see them taking a quarterback, but I just don't really like it with what's available, McCarthy or Penix. I think McCarthy is a late first, early second type guy. I think Penix, with the medical history, is a mid to late second round kind of guy. So I think here with the Broncos, the right pick here is Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama. I feel like he would fit well in that Sean Payton system. I feel like he would be, you know, very productive in there. I think he could be a guy from year one, and they haven't really had anybody to replace what they lost whenever they got rid of Bradley Chubb. So I would love to see them pick that up here. Now,
and their defense Packers almost took that DB coach, but they need some help on D too, regardless what they do with Russell Wilson.
For sure. Now with the Raiders, I'm trying to look around a little bit.
That's an interesting pick.
They need a corner, and I'm going to go with Nate Wiggins because we've seen this from the Raiders. They like to take Clemson players, and I know that was primarily under Jay Gruden, but I feel like the owner is a big part in that as well. They still like to go with Clemson guys, and I feel like that's definitely a position that they need as a cornerback, so I'm going Nate Wiggins there. I think that he is a guy you can put out there on an island. I think he may be the best cornerback prospect in this draft, especially after he tests at the combine, so I like the pick there for the Raiders. So back to you here with pick number 14 for the Saints.
They need offensive line help. So do they take J.C. Latham or do they take Fashanu? Because the Saints, I don't think you can reach on McCarthy, maybe, but I don't think they got to figure out the Derek Carr situation. And they just don't seem to like to draft quarterbacks. So are they really going to do that here? I don't think so. I'm going to go J.C. Latham. I think they need offensive tackle. And he just, for me, grades a little higher than Fashanu, but I'm going to be doing some more scouting on those two guys and watching the next few weeks. But I think positionally, the Saints need to start addressing that offensive line, especially with Ryan Ramczyk's long-term health being a concern. And Pete is a free agent, so they've got to make some decisions. They may have to go cheaper after being in years of salary cap misery. They're going to have to get somebody on the cheap on the offensive line. So not, I mean, like on a rookie deal cheap. So, yeah, I'm
going to
go
CC Latham
here.
For sure. And whenever I look at the Colts, you know, I see DB as a, you know, as an area of need for them as well. But I feel like I kind of want to go receiver here, get Richardson another option. But I feel like receiver, like we kind of talked about, like as you scroll through this list, there's some guys you're going to be able to get in the second round. Polk, Worthy, A.D. Mitchell, McConkie maybe. Be available. I think Leggett is going to jump higher on this mock draft thing after he tests. I think he goes in the first round, but the Colts are going to be able to get some receivers in the second round. So I feel like you go with Teron Arnold here from Alabama cornerback. I just feel like that was what, and we saw it. They could not stop Nico Collins in that win and get in or go home game against Houston. They could not stop him. He dominated the Colts. And that's really kind of how it went against number one receivers all year long for him. And I think Arnold is a guy who could come in, be a good cornerback for you, and potentially, you know, make some moves and develop later on in the year and be a guy who can stop those number one receivers, especially come year two.
I'm going to shock you here with the Seattle pick at 16. And I like your breakdown, man. You're doing awesome. That was a good breakdown. The Colts was an interesting one because what are they going to do with Pittman, too? That's another factor. Like,
exactly,
I don't think they can let him go, but are they going to pay him? And they absolutely got to get another receiver for Richardson, who I liked the first few games. I thought he looked really good. I'm going to go McCarthy here for Seattle. I don't trust Geno, and I think they're going to put him on the clock right now. I don't know how many years he's got left. I think it's one more, but I think that they're going to, or maybe two, but regardless, he's not it, and he regressed. And I think that they need, with that new head coach, they're going to be a little more hard-pressed to go out and get a quarterback. And I'm not sure if McCarthy really is it. I actually seriously think there's a chance that I think there's an outside chance. We didn't do trades, but that the Chargers see what they can get for Herbert and flip him for McCarthy. I wouldn't be – it's just Harbaugh. I could see Harbaugh doing that at five. So if that doesn't happen at five and McCarthy is available this late, which, I mean, I've seen various stuff on him. Like on this mock, he's scheduled to go a little after this. I'm going to go McCarthy for Seattle. They need to get a quarterback. They need a lot of help on that offensive line, too. But I think they need to get a replacement for Geno because he's not the long-term answer at all.
For
like,
sure.
He's seriously regressed this year. This was just weapons. Like, they've got weapons. They could flip him to a desperate team for a quarterback, as there are several. But with those weapons, with Lockett, with DK Metcalf, and Smith Njigba, or however you say his last name, you've got weapons all over the place, and you had some players step up on that D this year. You really just need a quarterback, and they should have made the playoffs. So, yeah,
for sure.
I'm going to go McCarthy.
For sure. So, as I look at the Jags here, I'm a little torn on what to do. But as you look, Ridley's going to be a free agent, and I'm not 100% sure they bring him back. He didn't. He only had, I think, like 800 receiving yards this year. You know, he's about to be, I think he'll turn 30 during the next season. the unrestricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they do with him here. I feel like they will sign Kayvon Chaisson and Josh Allen back. They have to.
Who knows what they do with Agnew as well? And they really had 1,008 TDs.
Did he? Okay.
Barely over 1,000. But it wasn't,
I think,
like
the last
dominant year. It's a tough one.
The last numbers I saw must have been before the end of the year. But I still think they go with a receiver here. I think they go and get Trevor Lawrence, another option. I think offensive line is solidly set if they can just stay healthy. But I think here you go with another receiver, and I think you want that elite outside receiver like they were looking for with Ridley, and I think Keon Coleman is that guy to go with there. I think that he's going to be a great pickup for him and just really help boost this offense and give Lawrence another option to throw the ball to.
Yeah, you got to figure out if Lawrence is it. He's going to get paid. He's been solid, but is he going to step up and be elite? It's a big question mark, you know? So
for
you
sure.
got Cincinnati at 18, right?
Cincinnati at 18, and that offensive line, man, is still just killing them. And I think Amarius Mims could really come in and help this Bengals offensive line out. We saw that's why they lost the Super Bowl to the Rams back in, 2021? It's been a while ago.
Yeah.
Crazy, 2 years ago. Yeah, 22. I just feel like that they really need to improve at that position, especially with Burrow's kind of injury history this year. And I feel like Mims is a guy that can really help him out there.
I like that pick, man.
And now on to you.
It was February. 19. Yeah, February. It was the 21 season. It was early. It was 2 years ago. Lots changed. Now the Rams was surprising. They made the playoffs. And all those draft picks, the Rams were a weird team this year. Okay, so I'm at I'm at 19 with the Rams, huh? That is interesting because they went out and I saw a mock McCarthy, and they do need a quarterback, but I don't think Penix is it. So I think they wait to get somebody for Stafford who, only has so long left. This one's hard because they can continue to beef up that offensive line. You didn't take Guyton, right?
Who is that?
Offensive tackle. You didn't take Tyler Guyton, right? He's still available, offensive tackle from Oklahoma. From senior.
Yes.
He's still available? Okay.
If you'll let me. I don't know what the simulator's doing.
On,
if it'll let me
they
click
do
on.
Need some help on defense. Oh, tough. I'm torn between the UCLA edge, and I'm torn between him and Guyton for the Rams here. I like both. They could use help on both their lines. Tell you what, I'll go Latu, the edge rusher from UCLA. I could see that being the Rams need to continue to improve that defense. With Kyren Williams, with Nacua and Kupp on offense, and they've got a plethora of weapons, so they need to beef up the lines. So I'll go because I like the Rams next year. I think that they could be a scary team with all those young kids. I'm gonna go with two here.
For sure. So it seems that the mock draft page has froze. So we're just gonna have to keep going down without being able to actually draft. Guy, like,
that stinks. I was
wondering.
It,
so we're gonna have
it
to
looks
keep
pretty
going.
Good, too. Sorry, man.
So, yeah, we're on to the Steelers now with pick number 20. And, you know, when you look at Pittsburgh, they need a quarterback. I feel like they could be a team that gets desperate for one. But I feel like they also need some wide receiver help. So this is where I take Brian Thomas Jr. They're bringing back Najee Harris. They still got Warren. I don't think they need anything there. I think the offensive line could use some improvement, but I don't really see anybody on the offensive line that is going to be, you know, just a better value than Brian Thomas Jr. So that's who I'm going with at number 20 for
nice pick.
The,
I was going to take him. I was going to take him soon. I was going to try to steal him soon if you didn't take him.
Yeah,
I like that. Good pick, man.
Then for the Dolphins, you know, they're a team. Mm-hmm. They don't necessarily need, they don't necessarily need a huge edge rush guy, but I feel like with Latu still here, you got to go with him here from Miami. That defense was a little bit of a problem towards the end of the
Wait, is that
season
what?
there.
Oh,
It's a little too.
that's what I took. I took Latu for the Rams.
That's right. See, I'm already forgetting here. I'll go with Verse.
No, you're
I
good.
still
You're
think
good. Sorry. I like him. Good pick.
I still think Verse is right there with Latu. And again, they're just, they can't pass up on an edge rusher here. They had some trouble getting pressure on the passer this year and stopping the outside run game, especially on like zone reads and zone runs. So I'm going with Verse there for the Dolphins. So now on to you with the Phillies. Not the Phillies, the Eagles.
The Phillies. Nice. Good last two pick. That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay, so I got questions. Did we take Quinion Mitchell? You took him, right?
Who was that?
Is he available? Quinion Mitchell, the Toledo corner?
Yeah, he's still available.
Oh, he is. They really need a linebacker too, but I'm just not seeing one that I love here. Not seeing a linebacker I love. They need help all over the place on defense, really does. And honestly, I'm a little concerned that they're going to be stupid and trade AJ Brown. So they may need a receiver, but I don't see any that I love other than Troy Franklin. And this kid looks really good, but are they really going to be dumb enough to trade AJ Brown? I just don't think so. There's been some weird vibes, though. So that's something to keep my eye on. If something happens with, if they flip AJ Brown or if there's more rumors coming out in March and we come back and do this again, I'm going to flip this pick to a receiver because I'm really debating it. But I will go. I'm gonna go Kenyon Mitchell for Philly. They need to take a corner. They need some help on D. They could use help at linebacker, but he's the best value there. They need linebackers bad. I would. He's just the best player available. So I'm gonna go
I
Kenyon
agree.
Mitchell.
Yep, I agree completely. So now up is the Houston Texans, one of the huge surprise teams from this season. And they, I mean, they killed the draft last season whenever they went out and got whenever they went out and got all those guys, particularly Stroud, Anderson, and Dell, and I think that they just absolutely nailed the draft. Nico Collins really stepped up huge for them. I love that pick. But I'm going with at let's see, what pick are we on? Number 23 with Houston. I'm gonna go with a guy out of Iowa, Cooper DeJean, at cornerback. And
Dang it.
I think that that's
No,
a big
it's the Packers pick,
that Houston
man.
needs. I think they
No.
need.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. This is the
I
Packers
think that
pick
that's
and two
what
picks. Dang it. Good pick. Good pick.
they I
That's
mean,
exactly what I wanted the
I
Packers to
think that
take, man. Good
McKinstry,
pick. Good pick.
he's a good corner, but in my opinion, I think he's a little overrated. And I think DeJean is a little bit underrated, and so I'm going with him there for Houston. I think that's a big pickup for them. So now you got the next three. You got Dallas, Green Bay, and Tampa. Who are you going with at 24 for Dallas?
I think Dallas needs to get an offensive lineman. So do they take Jackson Powers Johnson? I think they might be moving on from Tyron Smith. So I'm going to go Amarius Mims, the tackle from Georgia. I like him for them. They need a lot of help
Okay,
all over the
good pick.
place. Not as much as people see. They've got a lot of star talent, but the gaps on that team are kind of lacking. They could use a linebacker. They could use a safety. They could honestly use a defensive tackle. But I think on offense, they need an offensive tackle if they're going to keep rolling with Dak, which I think is a mistake. But I mean, a mistake at 60 mil. But yeah, they're going to keep rolling with Dak. Tyron Smith is getting up there. And Tyler Smith has worked out for him, but they're going to need a left tackle. So, yep, Mims. Packers, I'm gonna shock you. I'm going to do what I've always wanted them to do. I'm the GM. I'm going to take a receiver. I'm going to go Troy Franklin. I think it'd be fun. If they're not going to spend in free
I
agency,
like
I love our receivers, but why not go out and build on a strength? I like our offensive line. There's no running back here to take in the first round. So there's no other position on offense I want unless they're willing to go out and get a guard or a center to push Runyon or Myers, but those aren't massive positions of need. Depth is for the offensive line, but I think you can fill that later. I see a lot of positions on defense, but the guy I really like here, if it's not maybe Braylon Trice, would be, I like him too, but I just like Troy Franklin. I think, why not get a receiver? They never do it. So, you know, they're not going to do it.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Good, they won't do it. There. They won't do it, though. But they refuse to take receivers in the first round. There's just no way. Man, do I have the next two picks after this? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Tampa. All right, Tampa. I didn't even see Arizona earlier.
Dang, I was like, whoa, this is another NFC team. And then I got Detroit. All right. Yeah. Tampa. Ooh, this is interesting. Receiver leaving. But Troy Franklin would have been a good one for them. That's tough. Now there's no receivers I really love. This is hard. I really like Powers Johnson. He's still there. But they need... They do need an athletic receiver. If they're really going to let Mike Evans go, they could use some more help on D. I like Braylon Trice here. Ooh, who's the next receiver after Troy Franklin on your board? I'm going to look up some.
Probably A.D. Mitchell.
Receivers.
Either Mitchell or Leggett.
This is tough. I feel like, the big question I have here is, are they going to really let Mike Evans go? Who'd you have? You had Mitchell or Leggett? Xavier Worthy.
Mitchell or Leggett. I feel like Leggett fits more of the kind of play style.
I'm going to go Mitchell. He's a little smaller than I'd like. Really slender for 6'4". Yeah, but I'll go Mitchell here. Leggett I like a lot too, but I'll go Mitchell. I see Worthy, but 172 scares me at that size, at 6'1". It screams injuries. He better be lightning quick in the combine. He looks like it, but still... After the combine, I'll be watching him. So yeah, I'll go Mitchell. And I've got the next pick. Dang.
Good pick, No. Yeah, now you got 27 with Arizona.
I almost went Kool-Aid for the Packers, Kool-Aid McKinstry. That's probably what they would have done, honestly. And that would have been a good pick. Because if they're going to run a 4-3 scheme, they're still going to need corners for when we run a nickel at 4-2-5. And Nixon may not be it. I liked Valentine. I really like Valentine, but they still need another corner because I just don't believe in Stokes. So I could have seen corner for the Packers. The Cardinals, oh my gosh, they need a lot of help. Everywhere. This team struggles. I'll go Braylon Trice here. I think they could use a receiver, but they need help everywhere. Like there's almost, honestly, outside of, I know they're going to keep Kyler Murray and probably Connor. They need help all over that roster. I'll go Braylon Trice, Washington Edge.
For sure. They're just in a spot where they got to just get the best players that they can get out of the draft just because I mean, there's no position that's locked up pretty much other than QB and running back. So they just got to go with the best available just to help that team. I think with Buffalo at 28, I think this is where I'm going to go with Xavier Leggett. I feel like he would be another good target for Josh Allen. I feel like Gabe Davis is done. I don't see him getting an extension or signing a new deal. With Leggett there. I feel like he's a good guy for Buffalo and a good guy for Josh Allen. So back to you now at 29 with the Lions.
Ooh, I'm going to shock you. The two they think the Packers will take, I hope, if they don't go edge. And there's some edge players out there, but I'm gonna go Kool-Aid McKinstry for the Lions. They need another corner. They got to continue to show up that pass defense. That's the big weakness on that roster. They're not going to get somebody to replace Goff right now. He just had a heck of a season, and it's not Bo Nix. It's not Penix.
No.
I like Bo Nix better. It's not Penix. I don't see it. The guy, I have big questions. Maybe he figures it out, but I have questions. So, no, I'm going to go Kool-Aid here for the Lions. They need that secondary is their biggest gap.
This has
been awesome. We're gonna definitely have to, after these next few picks, do this again. This was fun.
For sure, yeah, and we're gonna have to hopefully get the site to work all the way through. It's making it a little bit of a struggle here, not
I'll
being able
probably, you know what I'll
to
do? Next time we do this,
not being
I'll
able
write
to.
them down. I'll write them down. That'd be a good idea. Maybe this week even. This will be fun. Maybe because I am taking a
Yeah.
break this week, but this was a blast and it's not that long. Maybe we run through a Packer mock this week if you're free sometime. We'll see if we've got a time. It might be fun. Like
For
pre,
sure.
because I could get one out there
Yeah,
before
wow,
I take
you're
my
something
break.
out.
My wife's gone all week. Maybe we do it on Wednesday or Thursday. That'd be cool.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
All
We'll have
right.
to, yeah, definitely have to figure that out.
So you've got
Because we got
Baltimore
pick,
and
yeah, we're on pick 30 now.
so
Baltimore,
what you
and I
got
think
for
they go,
Baltimore?
they went and got Zay Flowers last year. I love to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
They went and got Zay Flowers last year. I think that was a great pickup. And I think they go and get Lamar another weapon. I think that defense is elite. And I think what killed them in the Chiefs game was just the lack of offensive options. I don't feel like you go running back here. It's too early for a running back. There isn't a big name running back out there. I mean, the best one in Johnson is injured, not Johnson, Jonathan Brooks. He's injured with a torn ACL. He's probably not even going to be ready until past minicamp. So wouldn't love that as going in with him as your first overall or with your first round pick as a guy who's probably not going to miss most of the offseason stuff and not even be ready. So this is where I go with Worthy here. I think he's the pick here for Baltimore. Go get another weapon and go give Lamar some options and see what he can do this year with those.
You cut out, who'd you say?
I was saying I think that they go get Lamar another receiver. I think they go with Worthy
No, yeah.
and just see what he can
Oh,
do
Worthy,
this year
okay.
with some more weapons.
I missed the name. It was cutting out
Worthy,
on the
yeah.
name. I heard you say receiver. What's interesting is Braswell is still available here for me at pick number. Oh, no, sorry, you got the Chiefs. Well, we don't know these two actually. This is interesting. You want to
Oh,
say
yeah, we can go
right
with
now
you.
it's the Chiefs based on record, so we'll just say it's the Chiefs and then we'll do 49ers. Even though
For
the
sure.
Chiefs are 49ers are slightly favored, but this is a toss up Super Bowl, so you can have
You
this
already
one.
took Fatanu, didn't you?
I took who?
Fatanu?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just just making sure that I
I'll
didn't
write
miss
them
that.
down the next time we do it. Whether we do it, what, if we do the Packer one, I'll definitely write them down. But if we do another first or second round mock, I'll write them down.
For sure. Yeah, so with the Chiefs here, there's a lot of options that they could go with here. But
I
personally,
think I
I
like
think
Chris
the
Jones
best option
mock.
for them is just to continue to improve that offensive line. And I'm going with Tyler Guyton here from Oklahoma. I feel like he's going to be a good pickup there at offensive tackle for Kansas City. I think that that's a good pick for them. Orlando Brown, they made a huge trade for him and he just has not he just never worked out for him. I think that there's just a lot of holes on that offensive line and that there's definitely a ton of room for improvement on that O-line. So I would love to see them go and get themselves another offensive tackle here and improve that offensive line.
For the 49ers, while I like their offensive line, there have been games this year where you can get in pretty space, and that's in the interior. And he's fallen, and I'm going to go ahead and take Jackson Powers Johnson. I think he's still available inside lineman for interior lineman for Morgan. If he comes out, I think that he is going to be one of the highest picks at guard or center in the actual draft. I wouldn't be shocked if like Miami took him around pick 20, 21 range. I'm seeing him on a bunch of mocks up there. And I think if he's still available at 32, I think that'd be awesome for the 49ers. They definitely, that's something that position as good as they are, they definitely either need to go secondary or offensive line, in my opinion. So yeah, man, this
Oh
was
yeah,
a
for
fun
sure.
time. I had my first mock I've done on a podcast was with you.
It
That's awesome,
was
dude.
for sure. I wish we could go through and recap all the picks we picked, but again, the simulator froze for us, so we don't I don't think we
Yeah,
have
I'll write
any
them down.
after
I'll write
90.
them down so we can we can do
Yeah,
a
we'll have to write them down. Which I'll leave a comment and pin it in the comment section of all the picks, just so you guys can go back and look through that. But yeah, man, appreciate you having
Cool.
me on. We'll definitely have to do it again soon. Hopefully we can get together sometime this week and get one out. But yeah, so that
I'd
wraps
be
up
down.
today's video. Help me reach my goal. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd be down if you want to do one this week. I'm busy. I might be trying to do an NBA thing on Thursday, and I'm busy Friday. So Monday, Tuesday, probably either Wednesday or Thursday. If you want to do a Packer mock, I'd be down. It'd be fun to do one before off-season stuff starts.
For sure. Yeah, we'll definitely have to get to that. But yeah, help me reach my goal of 1,250 subs by the end of February. Check out the Fun Football Podcast on YouTube, Fun Football Pod on Twitter and Facebook. So we appreciate all you guys tuning in today, and we will see you next time.